Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, August 14th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows legislative office holders had the best campaign cash advantage over challengers in 10 years. The Democracy Campaign reviewed nearly 300 campaign finance reports covering fundraising and spending by legislative candidates during the first 6 months of 2012 and found legislative office holders had about $3.1 million in their campaign accounts as of June 30th, compared to about $327,000 for challengers. Here to talk about some of the findings in the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, as I mentioned a moment ago, one of the report's findings dealt with the amount of cash on hand by legislative challengers and office holders. Talk a little bit about that void between the incumbents and challengers. Is that a big deal? And if it is, why?
Well, this is one of the ways that the deck is stacked in favor of current legislators. You know, they have a huge advantage in terms of fundraising. They're in office. They're the ones who are voting on legislation that affects special interests. They're the ones who are establishing a budget that has lots of stuff in there for those same interests. And so those interests are showering them with campaign money, and they're able to raise all this cash. They go in now with today being the primary election. They now go into the general election campaign season with a 10-to-1 advantage, and that's one of the ways that they have the deck stacked in their favor. Of course, another way is redistricting. They're able to carve up the state and design districts that pack as many voters as possible who are likely to vote for them. You put that together with the fact that they go into the stretch drive of the election season with $10 for every dollar that their challengers have. They get to do most of the talking. Their message is out there constantly and in front of voters. That makes it almost next to impossible for challengers to get a word in edgewise and to have a realistic chance at unseating them. So this comes as close as you can possibly get to simply rigging the election and really making the outcome a preordained one.
Let's talk about fundraising by legislative candidates during the first 6 months. What did the report show?
Well, you know, they raised about the same amount of money in the first half of 2012 as they raised in 2010 and a little bit more than they raised in 2008. So this is on a par with what they've raised in this comparable period in past elections. And that's remarkable when you consider that they were competing against these recall candidates. We had all these recall elections, one for governor, one for lieutenant governor, one for four different Senate districts. And you know, if you look at what the special interests and the candidates raised and spent in those recall elections, it was over $90 million and in just those recall elections. And boy, when you look at the amount of money that was raised and spent there, you wouldn't think that there'd be anything left over for other legislators to be able to raise. And yet they were able to raise just as much as they did in 2010, and actually a little bit more than was raised in 2008. So that's the thing that's astonishing here, is you just would think that the well would be dry for them and they wouldn't be able to get donors to crack a checkbook for them when so much focus was on the recall elections. But they did just fine, fundraising-wise.
Mike, could you tell us about some of the legislative candidates who raised the most money and had the most cash on hand? Any particular reasons why these particular folks are at the top of the list?
Most of the top fundraisers are Republicans. If you look at the list of those who raised the most money, almost all of them are on the Republican side. And that's not surprising because money flows to power. And for this past legislative session, the Republicans were in charge of the legislature. They had control of both the Assembly and the Senate. Now, in one of the recall elections in the Racine area, John Lehman defeated the person who held that seat, Van Wangard, and that flipped control in very recent weeks from the Republicans to the Democrats in the Senate. But during the entire legislative session, the Republicans were narrowly in control of the state Senate as well. When you control the whole legislature, special interests are naturally going to be interested in giving you a lot of money. The Republicans controlled the fashioning of the state budget. They controlled movement of any legislation. So special interests who were affected by that legislation or affected by what was in the budget, obviously were going to shower money on those legislators. And it was typical to see the party in charge get most of the money. You look at the actual people at the top of the list. You got, for example, Tom Tiffany, a Republican who's running up in the 12th district in northeastern Wisconsin. That's a seat that's opening up. The person who's held that seat, Jim Holpern, a Democrat, is retiring. Now, he recently was targeted for recall, survived that, had actually been recalled once before, eventually has decided to step down and retire. So Tom Tiffany is tried for that seat before. It's now opening up. He's going to try for it again. The Republicans obviously see that as a possible seat where that could flip from Democratic hands to Republican hands. Same thing with the person who's number two on the list. Bill Feehan is a Republican who's running over in the 32nd district in the La Crosse area. Jennifer Schilling, a Democrat, holds that seat currently. She unseated a Republican senator in a recall election in 2011. Dan Kopanky had held that seat. So I think the Republicans, again, see that as an opportunity to maybe take one from the Democrats and put that back in the Republican column. So money is not only flowing mostly to Republicans, because they've been in charge of the legislature for most of this session, but, you know, it's also flowing to key races that are seen as battleground districts where maybe there could be a change in which party controls that seat.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. To see how much Assembly and Senate candidates in your area raised, check out the August 14th report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.
Bye.